live. You're listening to the Sunday Night Edition with Stephanie
and Mark.
And I just want to remind you that Free Talk Live is, unlike other radio shows, we actually give away all of our archives for free, or nearly all of them. At this point, the season 1 and 2 of Free Talk Live have been released on torrent files, and Free Talk Live has been going for 10 years, which is pretty impressive, over 10 years at this point.
It's hard to believe.
So those are
paying us to do this.
So if you want to go to archives.freetalklive.com, there you will find probably more archives than you could ever reasonably listen to in your lifetime.
I'm not sure I'd call listening to Free Talk Live's archives reasonable at all.
There's thousands of hours of content there over at archives.freetalklive.com, says Manwich.
That's right.
Mark used to be Manwich. Anyway, we've been talking with Chris. Let's go back to the phones and talk with him again. And, Chris, you were talking about Amazon Prime. Did you have anything else that you wanted to say about that?
Well, I guess Amazon's trying to wade into the online streaming market. You know, they're trying to get into everything. But they bought Epix recently, so they're looking to compete with your other online streaming services, and so their library of free movies is going to increase. But I'm just calling to say that if you're interested in Amazon Prime and you're hesitant about the price, it really will pay for itself. And I'm here to tell you, if you're an online shopper.
Yeah, I have to say my experience has been that's true. Not like we're trying to plug Amazon or anything like that. And
by the way,
if you want to help out Free Talk Live for free and you're planning on doing some shopping there, you can always go through shop.freetalklive.com and Free Talk Live will get a small referral fee for anything that you purchase.
It's a huge, huge help to Free Talk Live. I mean, we get a good portion of our sort of monthly paychecks from people who take that extra moment to do their shopping through shop.freetalklive.com.
And I really think with the streaming thing that Chris has brought up that it's probably going to crush Netflix. You know, Netflix is going down the tubes. Everybody hates that Silverlight software that you have to put on your computer to watch.
I'm not familiar with it. I was thinking about trying out the different services. We're just getting ready to do something there in that way. We're probably going to wait until my wife goes down to Florida, and then at that point I'll just shut off the dish and try out something else, because it's not like I watch a heck of a lot of television anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's certain shows that I wonder whether I'll be able to, you know, replicate or not. I like to watch all the military channel stuff and history channel stuff. Because I like to know the history of war.
I have a hard time relating to that. I get it. I know some people really like it. I think my dad watches the military channel, too, but I just can't relate to why anybody would think that's entertaining.
My wife watches those, you're dressed in the wrong kind of clothing shows. And
well, those I can't relate to either. And, there's one show I like. It's called Swamp People.
Food.
Have you ever heard of this?
Yeah.
These people who hunt alligators.
You
think they're characters, but they're real.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I've hunted alligators.
Chris, any final thoughts?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't have any money really to give you guys, but, you know, that's a way people who don't have money to give to you guys through your grant program can help out.
Absolutely.
So, thank you.
Thank you so much, Chris. Yeah, we appreciate that.
A little tip. If you go through shop.freetalklive.com, there are several retailers there. But if you use Amazon a lot, you can go to just the link and right-click on the link for your country. I think we've got the United States and Great Britain and Australia or something. I don't know what's over there exactly. Maybe it's Canada. You got me. I only use the U.S. one. But if you right-click on the link, then you will get that address that will send you through there, and if you bookmark that, then you don't have to go to shop.freetalklive.com every time. You can just go to the bookmark link on your browser there.
Aha, saves you a click.
Yeah, I think that the another shortcut is you can write it. You can type in amazonus.freetalklive.com.
Ah, interesting. So. Okay, so Mark, we were going to talk about this story. By the way, 855-450-FREE is the number if you want to get in touch with us tonight. 855-450-3733. You know, bring up your thoughts about Bradley Manning and what he said in his testimony, if you heard about that or if you have questions about that. Love to hear what you think. But in the meantime, we're going to go to another story that you brought in, Mark, about the Nazis and whether, you know, people always say that they were just following orders, and oftentimes that's an excuse, right, that people in the military or in the police use nowadays, that when they do things that freedom people might disagree with, right? They say, well, hey, it's the law, I'm just following orders, I'm just doing my job. And it's kind of a way to pass responsibility off from them onto this thing that's greater than them, which is the law or their boss or whatever.
Right, and this article is entitled, it's from thetelegraph.co.uk, Nazis weren't just following orders, but in fact took pride in their atrocities. A new study has shown that the terrible acts involved not just obedience, but enthusiasm, too. The scientific paper, jointly authored by a Scottish university professor, challenges a long-held belief that human beings harm others because they're programmed to obey orders. And we've talked about these studies on the air on a regular basis here on Free Talk Live. Stephen Riker, professor at the School of in the School of Psychology at the University of St. Andrews, and Professor Alex Haslam at the University of Queensland, Australia, published a paper in the journal PLOS.
Yep.
Biology.
It stands for Public Library of Science.
Thank goodness
PLOS.
For you here.
yeah.
In the nature of tyranny and evil. It comes 50 years after social psychological studies showed that even decent people can engage in acts of extreme cruelty when instructed to do so by others.
By the way, there's a backstory to that journal name, too. Mm-hmm. The PLOS journals, the Public Library of Science journals, are supposed to be journals where controversial research is published because they don't have to go through the peer review process that other journals do.
Okay.
So you can publish a finding that you don't think would make it past your colleagues in the peer review process because it's controversial. So I wouldn't doubt that this got into that journal because, you know, psychologists might find this, you know, difficult to stomach.
Okay. I wouldn't know. I don't know how these things work, but I'll take your word for it. The beliefs can be traced back to two research studies conducted by Stanley Milgram, and Philip Zimbardo in the 70s, 60s and 70s. Milgram's research showed that people blindly obey orders of an authority figure, while Zimbardo's...
Well, most people do. Like, two-thirds of people will blindly obey.
Yep.
They'll shock of, you know, the person in Milgram's experiment. There was a... It was a mock prison scene, right? And there's a confederate. There's somebody who's in on the experiment.
It wasn't a prison scene in this case. And the Milgram experiment was just somebody. It was a learning experiment. We're going to teach people to learn with shock.
Yeah.
Shocks, progressively, worse shocks.
Yeah.
And the other person, the only person who was being actually studied was the person who was supposedly
pressing the button,
administering the shocks. And they were fake shocks.
The person who was supposedly receiving the shocks is just acting.
Yeah.
And, you know, basically, the scientist in the white coat, the authority figure, right, is instructing the person who's being studied, the subject, to increase the shocks until the person remembers words or something like that who's being shocked. And then the person who's being shocked, you know, says things like, oh, my God, my heart feels funny, and I think I'm going to die, and
I have
screaming.
A heart problem.
Yeah.
You know, and then at some point, they'll shock them until they don't make any noise anymore.
Yeah. Because so, the scientist says you must continue with the experiment.
Yep. The protocols are clear. You must continue.
Yeah.
And they would, you know, they had different levels of different things that they'd say. But
and it was two-thirds of people who kept on going until the highest level, till the
person
the,
was shocked
actors
to death.
Stopped making noise.
That's
yeah.
right. So anyway, and then when the Zimbardo's Stanford prison experiment revealed that people will take abusive roles uncritically. But after a decade-long program of research, Riker and Haslam have challenged the conclusions of both. Riker said, in short, people do harm not because they are unaware of what they're doing is wrong, but because they believe that what they're doing is right. And I think that this is what comes down to it.
Yeah.
I don't believe the we're just following orders excuse. I believe that you've got to believe what you're doing. That there weren't any Nazi prison guards putting people in gas chambers that thought it was wrong. And there, you know, that oftentimes when you find people, let's talk about police, in today's world enforcing drug rules.
Right. Well, when you brought this article up and told me sort of a summary of what it was about, I was reminded of that sheriff who said that if pot was legalized in his state, he would still enforce the rules against it because that was his personal belief.
Right. He didn't care anything about the law.
Yeah. So he thinks morality is on his side, and apparently the Nazis did too. I guess they didn't have clear principles about what morality really is, but 855-450-FREE. Do you think this is true? Do you think cops are just following orders? Do you think they believe that they're right? It's Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe. In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus.
there's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from mother's ingenuity. The scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
This is a high Christmas priority for the survivalist on your gift list.
Ho, ho, ho!
For a very limited time, MyPatriotSupply.com is offering 30% off a special Christmas preparedness package, now through December 14th only. Stuff a stocking with a preparedness package that includes a 72-hour 16-serving food kit, an emergency quick stove with 4 fuel discs, plus a 5-pack of replacement fuel discs, 2 LifeStraw personal water filters, 1 magnesium fire starter, a 4-pack of waterproof matches, and a $25 gift certificate to MyPatriotSupply.com. Regularly over $140, but now only $99. With free shipping to the lower 48, only from MyPatriotSupply.com and only through December 14th. Hurry to MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. Merry Christmas from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous 4 herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes. Liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox. On sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition with Stephanie
and Mark.
You can actually hear Free Talk Live every single night of the week, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And our website is freetalklive.com. There's lots of features there, but if you're trying to view the site on your mobile phone, you can just go to m.freetalklive.com for easy access to that, and it'll specially format so you can view it on your smartphone. And, Mark, you know, we were talking, we started to bring up this article about the Nazis enjoying what they did and believing that it was right. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, I think it's a very interesting article, and the big takeaway here is from Professor Riker, the guy who did it in the study. In short, people do not harm because they're unaware of what they're doing is wrong, but because they believe what they're doing is right. And this is the old saying that the road to hell is paved with good intentions. You know that. I think that the only form of evil out there is when somebody's got good wrong, because they'll continue to do it until they're just unstoppable.
Yeah.
In their doing of this evil because they believe they're doing good.
I think the people who had slaves believed that they were doing good, too.
Right.
That they were helping the slaves, they were providing them with a home, and they needed to be taught a lesson or something like that.
You know, absolutely. There have been all kinds of arguments. There are all kinds of arguments for slavery. And the weakest one that doesn't hold any water is the utilitarian one. Well, who will pick the cotton? I mean, you hear this all the time in discussions of, you know, use of force today. Well, what do we do without this or that? What would we do if we didn't do this or that? And I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. In the same way that the abolitionists didn't know in the time of slavery, actually slavery went back, you know, far reaches there, but let's call it the antebellum South, exactly what would happen as far as cotton went. But sure enough, cotton was picked and it's just fine. We still wear it.
Sure. Well, I think this gets into maybe a little bit of a deeper philosophical topic, which is the idea of morality. And is it objective or is it subjective? You know, and I think that in Nazi Germany, you could make an argument that in their culture, they were kind of steeped in this cultural milieu where everybody was saying, look, these people, the Jews, are a threat to our homeland, and we have to take care of ourselves. We have to have living room and Lebensraum, right? Yep. And we, you know, we're doing this for God and country, or, you know, we're doing this for nationalistic reasons. And they probably thought, based on what everybody else was saying around them, that this is perfectly right and this is perfectly acceptable and Jews are not human and so forth. But you know what? There are ways to tell that there are certain moral principles that apply to everybody.
Right.
And it's not...
Morality is universal.
Yes.
And this is the difference.
It's not determined by the place or the time that you're in. There are always certain moral facts, basically.
If you want to call... I mean, yes, I agree that certain acceptable and unacceptable behavior is, you know, is absolutely...
There's a difference between what people judge to be acceptable, though, and, like, what actually is
right.
acceptable.
Those are called norms and mores. Yeah. We have terms for those. You don't need to use morals in order to refer to those. Morals refer to something that is universal. And
the Aztecs thought it was perfectly acceptable to do human sacrifice.
Absolutely.
Right? Does that mean human sacrifice is moral?
You know, some people would argue that they thought it was at that time, and I disagree with this argument. I believe that, you know, best I can see, morals are a universal. We've got terms, mores and norms. We don't need to throw morals in with the same thing. You don't need three terms that mean the same thing.
Yeah.
You've got these terms that already describe these behaviors.
And actually, that's what the state does. They co-opt the very definitions of morals, right? They say that it's moral to take money. They say that theft is moral, right? That's a violation of the non-aggression principle, like the universal principle.
That not participating in their theft is immoral. They go one step further.
Exactly. And that's why I completely agree. It makes a lot of sense what you're saying about the worst is when sort of bad people define what good is and they convince you that bad is good. Right.
That's exactly what it comes down to. And that's what all that you're left with when you want to use force to solve problems. Finally, at some point or another, you have to do something immoral in order to get to moral. And you can't go there. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
And that's the difficulty that you know, people trying to use a monopoly in order to get what they want face. And it just doesn't work. Anytime you use any kind of force in order to achieve political or personal gains, if you initiate force on someone else, you've acted in an immoral fashion, and you can't get moral behavior out of that. It never works. I don't care whether it's gambling that you're trying to stop, or prostitution, or drug use, or, you know, whatever malum prohibitum law that might be out there.
Using force to prevent force, right? Using force to prevent evil or whatever.
Force is a fine reaction to somebody who has used force. I think that there's an argument to be had for mercy at the same time.
Yeah, I regretted saying that as soon as I did, because it's not the same as defensive force. Mm-hmm. It's really an offensive force when the state goes out going to get involved in consensual transactions between people, you know, like selling of some prohibited product or prostitution or something like that.
Yeah, you've got to be able to defend yourself.
It's not self-defense for the state.
I know.
And what is the state anyway? It's not an individual, you know, it's their...
What is the state?
Yeah, that's a great question. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
It's just a bunch.
Are we getting too abstract here? I don't think so. I think we're kind of bringing this down to a level that people can grasp.
I think that one kind of loses and gains credibility when bringing up the Nazis. I can't remember what the term is on the internet, but whatever.
Internet discussion. Oh, as an internet discussion thread gets longer, the probability of mentioning the Nazis approaches one. Right.
Right. And yeah, but there's a Nazi internet rule out there. It's called Godwin's Law, and that's basically it. Is that at some point or another, you know, every internet discussion is going to end up talking about Nazis, and that somehow or another that diminishes the topic.
Yeah, I'm like once sure you bring up the Nazis, you've lost. And I can see there's even what is it? A logical fallacy. I don't know if this is of course this isn't a logical fallacy that was determined sort of in the classical sense with the, you know, Greeks and the classic study of logic, but there's argumentum ad Hitlerum. You've heard of
no.
Argumentum ad populum, which means if everybody believes it's right, then it's right. And the appeal to authority. Mm-hmm. I don't know the Latin name or the Greek name for that, but that one is another fallacy where if an authority figure says it's right, then it's right, and that's not necessarily true. Now there's argumentum ad Hitlerum, which means it's when it's a logical fallacy when somebody compares their enemy to Hitler or the Nazis. You know, they're not making a argument that passes logical muster.
Well, I think that you can make an argument that, okay, for one, comparisons generally are not considered a logical, a way to discuss things in a logical fashion.
Mm-hmm.
However, you generally can't get people that use logic to listen to your arguments anyway, so, you know, forget about that.
I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm one of those personality types, one of those logical libertarians, but I think that it's essential to...
Go look at the skeptic movement.
But look, if we don't have...
of status.
If we don't have logic, though, how can we communicate with anybody?
I'm not against logic. I'm not sitting here saying logic is bad, Stephanie. I'm saying that the proponents of logic generally are not.
Call in and reason with Mark at 855-453, 855-450-3733. Argumentum ad absurdum is another one.
That's another one,
you take it to an absurd level, which may be what you're doing here.
I think not.
It's Free Talk Live.
I said generally. You can't get me taking things to an absurd level when I say generally.
855-453, it's Free Talk Live.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We were kind of talking about some logical fallacies and the appeal to authority, the appeal to the majority of people, and and also the appeal to Nazis or Hitler, right?
Yeah, the argumentum ad Hitlerium. I'd never heard it before, but it amuses me.
Yeah, I think it's a joke one. But anyway, if you have thoughts on that or anything else that's on your mind, you can call us, 855-450-FREE.
The Free State Project is a movement to get 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to move to one place. That place is New Hampshire. If you want to be involved in the only successful liberty-oriented movement in America, from what I can tell, then go to freestateproject.org.
Yeah.
You know, there may be, you know, maybe, there's lots of other movements out there doing lots of other things, and they may have some success, and I sincerely hope the very best, but it seems to me what makes the most sense is concentrating your efforts in one place. And
the Free State Project has gotten the ball rolling already.
Right. Like, we've already had the success.
Yeah.
You're hoping for them in whatever you're doing out there outside of the New Hampshire. And I'm hoping for you, too, but you're just hoping. Free State Project, we're already doing it. They've got, dozens of different media outlets here in New Hampshire. This is the Liberty Hub of the world as far as media outlets go.
And it was already, I think, starting off at a higher bar than other places in the U.S. It was already one of the lowest tax burdens on the individual, you know, pretty significant political freedoms to begin with, even before the Free State Project came about.
Indeed.
So, starting off at a higher place.
FreeStateProject.org.
All right, Mark, let's go talk to Annie, listening in St. Louis. Annie?
Hi, guys.
Hi, welcome to Free Talk Live.
I really enjoy this program.
Thank you.
And you both have lovely voices.
Thanks. Thanks.
And I would just like to bring up something that I have been hearing about, but I don't know a lot about, is the NDAA, National Defense
Authorization
Act.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you know about that?
Yes.
Well, you know, I mean, I've certainly read a bit about it, sure.
So from what I understand, I just read an article about this yesterday, and I'm going to try to recall the details. From what I understood, every year there is some kind of authorization for the defense spending, and that's right. What the NDAA is. However,
there
last year,
ugly ones.
In the 2011 to 2012 one, there was a provision that allowed indefinite detention of American citizens, and it's been going through the court system and being challenged, but it hasn't been gotten rid of yet. Now, apparently, they're now voting on the next one, and apparently, I want to say Rand Paul did something where he tried to strike those bad provisions mm-hmm. from this year's NDAA.
The amendment.
So yeah. What is that based on? I mean, it's like...
What is what based
if
on?
If they think you're like a terrorist or...
Oh, what? Yeah. If you're deemed to be some kind of domestic terrorist, it's very vague, actually. It's extremely arbitrary the way it's written, and it's essentially at the say-so of the president.
Any person,
like you.
Any person, including U.S. citizens, who is part of or substantially supported Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, or associated forces that are engaging in hostilities against the United States or its coalition partners.
Oh, you were Johnny on the spot with that, Mark.
And indeed. And
I will say.
The problem with it is that, you know, they've already had commercials out that say, if you smoke marijuana, you're supporting the terrorists.
If you have a Gadsden flag bumper sticker, you must be a domestic terrorist. If you have Liberty dollars, you have silver.
They say all kinds of things. So, you know, it's that part's disturbing. Mm-hmm. And if they're willing to do that, then what else are they willing to do? Obama's already got a kill list, and there's already been assassinations of American citizens abroad. So, you know, where does it stop?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, what I want to know is if they think that for whatever reason you're a terrorist, they can come to your house and pick you up and take you where?
Now, that's a good question, but it, you know, really, when it comes to military detentions, and, you know, at that point, if you're an enemy of the state at that point, you're not just a criminal where you mm-hmm. sort of have certain rights where you could, you know, get a telephone call and those kind of things. You know, they'll take you wherever they want.
They don't have to charge you either.
Pretty frightening.
I totally agree, Annie. Yeah, so I just pulled up an article here very quickly, and apparently there was a bipartisan group of senators that did something this Wednesday to strike those provisions out of the NDAA. So there you go.
And where did you find that?
It's from the Huffington Post. I'll send it to Mark and ask him to tweet it out on Free Talk Live's Twitter account. I don't know if you follow us there, Annie. But
okay, maybe. Great.
All right. Thanks for your call tonight.
Appreciate
your thoughts. Yeah, I hope none of us get disappeared. I mean, as I understood it, there were already provisions in the Patriot Act that allowed basically people to be... And journalists. This happened to some journalist, and he somehow spoke out about it. Like, they were... They disappeared him, and then they gave him this letter. Do you remember this, Mark, that said he couldn't talk about it? He was like, he had a gag order?
This is quite some time ago.
But that was in the Patriot Act. I don't know if it was I don't know if it was 10 years ago, maybe like 6 years ago.
Okay.
Because it took a while to come out because he had this gag order.
Like Canada or something like that?
I want to say he lived in Washington, D.C., but let me look. I'll look up more info when I have time. I'm trying to just go off memory, but... Yeah, it's frightening stuff. I mean, I don't want this to be happening. It seems like just scarily arbitrary and easy to be declared one of these enemy combatants.
Yeah, well, the people that were upset about George Bush using, rendition in order to kidnap people and take them to other countries, you know, using
the
CIA.
And of course, Obama said he would never abuse that privilege. Right.
And he's not. He's not doing that. What he's doing is he's using remote control airplanes to kill people, some of them women and children.
Yeah.
One has to assume that 9-year-olds that are killed in a Hellfire raid by a Predator drone are probably not terrorists. That's the way I see 9-year-olds. Maybe I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I find
they'll
it very
often
disturbing.
Fudge their statistics by saying any male that was killed, no matter what age they are, they're a terrorist. They must have been a terrorist.
Initially, they were saying that there's never been a non-terrorist killed by these Predator drones. It's amazing. The Predator drones, not only can
I've got a bridge
missiles,
to sell you.
they read minds, too. They know who's guilty and who's not. What do we need judges for? Why don't we have Predator drones here in America if they don't make mistakes? And, you know, this is the problem I have. I don't believe for a second that there weren't bad criminal actors that have been killed by Predator drones, that have been killed in the war on terror, that were killed in Iraq and Afghanistan, that have been killed in, the myriad dozens and dozens of raids that go on every year that we're never told about.
But guess what? There are lots of bad actors, so-called, who are being created by the resentment towards the U.S. for bombing their families and their houses and all kinds of stuff.
Absolutely. We don't get to find out about many of these things, but there was a special forces raid that went on in Afghanistan. It's been a few years now, and they, or maybe it was Pakistan. Anyway, it was along that border there, yeah. The Waziristan border, and it was a boys' school. Turns out they went in and shot everybody up, and it was, you know, they killed off 11 males, called them all terrorists, and it turned out it was just a boys' school.
Yeah.
And how do
That's
you...
low.
You're not going to find out about most of these special forces raids, because that's the whole point. They're black ops. So when you do find out about them, and you find out later, and the information trickles in, people want to deny it. Oh, it's a one-off. Well, this is the only story we've got from the last 3 years of a special forces incursion. How can you say it's a one-off?
And the media, the mainstream media, doesn't want to report on it. They want to do complimentary pieces for the U.S. government. You know, they want to...
Well, we find out about it through the mainstream media to some extent. I mean, it's difficult to know.
Sometimes, but... Yeah, I don't know. And I don't think people want to see it either. I don't even want to see it. And I'm a hardcore libertarian, right? I don't want to watch this stuff. I don't want to read about it. Can you imagine what the liberals don't want to... I mean, most of them don't even know about drone strikes. That's why they voted for Obama again.
Well, I think that you can find your... news agency hated upon if you go after the military too much. And that's what people perceive
sure.
it as. Mistakes that are made in the execution of military raids, they see it as an attack upon our boys in green out there trying to protect us. You're going to lose stations, you're going to lose affiliates, you're going to lose advertisers.
It's not going to go well for you.
Yep.
It lies and propaganda. It's Free Talk Live, 855-453, 855-4503. 3733. We try to tell it to you straight. Call us with your thoughts.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. Stephanie with you tonight.
And Mark.
You can call us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up here, we're going to talk about, well, a court that says it's okay for the feds to search the inside of your house, to take video of the inside of your house without a warrant. But first, Mark?
BitInstant.com is the way to go about getting your Bitcoins. Bitcoins are an online, peer-to-peer, open-source currency that allow you to send and receive money anywhere in the world without having to pay any fees. They're becoming very popular in places like, well, Iran's having, there's an article out here recently where Iran's...
Oh, yeah, we may talk about that a little later, too.
I've got the article in show prep. If we get to it, we get to it. But lots of people in lots of countries are using Bitcoins. They have a lot of advantages, not just for people in repressive regimes or, where they're, in wartime situations and have sanctions upon them, things like that, but... for you, the average individual, there are big advantages to Bitcoins.
No chargebacks, no fees to send it, between individuals.
There's a big bank out there called PayPal that charges you to send and receive money.
And doesn't service every part of the world either.
And whereas Bitcoins, they don't charge you, and they do service every part of the world where
That's
you can get a computer.
That's why WordPress recently started to accept Bitcoins as payment.
Indeed, and antiwar.com accepts them too as a donation. And so go to BitInstant.com to get your Bitcoins. It's the, you can do it online. You can do it where you live. They got more than a million locations in more than 30 countries. You're not going to be driving all over the place to get Bitcoins. You can do it right in your hometown, BitInstant.com.
All right. One more time, 855-450-FREE is our phone number, 855-450-3733. You're welcome to take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind, or talk about something that we've been discussing earlier tonight, NDAA, or maybe you've been disappeared and you want to talk about it. But, Mark, I wanted to bring this article up. I saw this from the Electronic Frontier Foundation.
Me too. Yeah.
Who is a very famous organization as far as...
For Internet Freedom.
For Internet Freedom, yeah. But I think they might be getting a little bit more into the realm of offline freedom as well. Certainly have a strong civil libertarian streak.
Indeed.
So this is by Hani Fakhri, and the headline is the Ninth Circuit gives A-OK for warrantless home video surveillance. Can law enforcement enter your house and use a secret video camera to record the intimate details inside? On Tuesday, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals unfortunately answered that question with yes. And I want to say the Ninth Circuit is somewhere like California,
yep.
West Coast, yeah. Here's what happened. U.S. Fish and Wildlife agents suspected Ricky Wachemwa of selling bald and gold eagle feathers and pelts in violation of federal law. Now, these are endangered critters, and so you can't sell their... feathers and trappings and stuff.
They may be considered sacred by somebody named Wachumwa, though.
I would bet that that's a possibility.
Interestingly.
He sounds like he could be a Native American, yeah. Equipped with a small...
The problem with, just real quick, the problem with animals being endangered, always the animals that you're not allowed to keep are the ones that are endangered.
Yeah, cows will never be endangered.
Right.
Because people can breed them and own them
right.
and sell them.
So if
there's an incentive to have more cows.
If you want animals to be in abundance, a particular type of animal to be in abundance, allow people to buy, sell, and trade that animal.
Yeah. There's a great story of how there was some island where, and I'm hazy on the details, but some island where there was an endangered turtle, and instead of like the government clamping down and protecting these turtles, they just let people breed them, and it bounced back the turtle population. So there you go. I think that was In Healing Our World by Mary Ruart. Great book.
I'm familiar with the story, but go ahead.
All right. So Ricky Wachumwa was allegedly selling bald and gold eagle feathers and pelts in violation of federal law. Equipped with a small hidden video camera on his clothes, a wildlife agent went to Wachumwa's house and feigned interest in buying the feathers and pelts.
Probably plain clothes.
Yep. Unsurprisingly, the agent did not have a search warrant. Wachumwa moved to suppress the video as an unreasonable search under the Fourth Amendment, but in the trial, court denied his motion. On appeal before the Ninth Circuit, we filed, and this is the EFF, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, filed an amicus brief, so that's a friend of the court, just their opinions and stuff,
mm-hmm.
in support of Wachumwa. We highlighted the Supreme Court's January 2012 decision in United States versus Jones, which held that law enforcement's installation of a GPS device onto a car was a search under the Fourth Amendment. Now, I don't know if you remember this case, but I think this was a college student who somebody snitched on him, and somebody said he might be a terrorist or something.
He had an Arab last name.
He did.
That's a problem.
Yeah, so maybe this is not
That's
Jones.
That's Madeline.
Well, yeah. And the cops basically installed this GPS device on his car without his knowledge and mm-hmm. tracked him around for a year or something like that. And I guess this was upheld as not okay to do by one of these courts. And specifically focused on the concurring opinions of Justices Alito and Sotomayor, who were worried about the power of technology to eradicate privacy. Now, we're going to continue on with this story and find out what's happening with Mr. Wachumwa and his eagle feathers there. But let's first talk to Michael in Florida, who wants to talk about turning a partner onto liberty. Michael?
Hey, Stephanie. Hey, Mark.
Hey, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hi. I know this is kind of a question for your show therapy, but funny thing is, this is like, usually I'm working about the same time you're on the air.
Uh-huh. So, you're talking about my show. I have my own show, which is called Pork Therapy.
Yeah, exactly.
Pork with a C.
PORCtherapy.com is the website. But yeah, go on.
Yeah. Well, I guess the back is, even when I'm a partner, I was just getting turned on to liberty, and I know I was a little on the political side, still kind of a minarchist, but mm-hmm. you know, my ideas have changed more to voluntary society.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's go. Okay, so there's been a lot of jargon tossed out here. First off, what did you say? The first part. Are we talking about a partner? You said.
Yeah, my partner.
Business partner.
Domestic partner.
Okay, so you're not a cowboy, and it's not a business partner. All right.
No, not like that.
Okay.
Not like that, sir.
Okay, so and a minarchist is a person who believes in, say, a small republic or something
small
like that.
Government.
Small government individual versus a voluntarist is a person who believes that people should, you know, that all government should come through consensual acts.
Stateless society, basically, yeah.
Yeah. And,
okay, go ahead.
Okay, so, I mean, over time, I mean, I guess my beliefs have evolved, but, you know, and he didn't really care for politics in any way, but... You know, he still believes the state's necessary for certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I try to maybe get him interested to talk about those that I'll see on Free Talk Live and our sites. And, you know, he's like, I don't want to hear this because, you know, it's all negative news. And I think that's what turns him off. And that turns off a lot of people is that you hear everything about what's on. It's like, well, what am I going to do about it?
Mm-hmm.
And I try to tell him about things like the Free State Project and, you know, about some of the activists and,
yeah,
you know, it seems like, and I know that I'll get him there sometime, but, you know, it's been a...
You probably wish that he was interested in it on his own, right?
Yeah, I mean, I know it's like an evolutionary process, but, mm-hmm. you know, I just think there's something I could do to maybe, things I could do to kick it into high...
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, how long have you been together, may I ask? Michael? Still there?
Yeah.
Oh, Your cell phone is breaking up a little bit.
Something's breaking.
I was asking how long you've been together. Oh, sorry, Michael. I'm going to have to drop your call. The cell phone's a little bit hazy, so I think I could get the gist of what he was saying, though. So he's got a partner. His partner is, you know, reluctant, not that interested in the ideas of liberty. I was saying, I bet he wishes that his partner was interested in this stuff on his own.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink, right?
I don't think you can lead them to water.
Okay.
So, you know, when it comes to the partner issue, and this is a big one, and essentially what his partner is saying is this: look, I don't like dealing with all these hard issues around, human freedom and things like that. It's all bad news. And Free Talk Live does bring up a lot of news that points to, you know, the state acting badly. We do that in order to, well, I mean, this is the niche we service, and there's not a lot of people servicing this particular niche, and I'm proud to service this niche. I think that that's the true role of the media. The media, even in the, the founding documents of the United States Constitution, the belief was that the media is the last and final, check on the government. We are supposed to report on what they are doing bad so that the public can vote out the rascals and put in new ones or whatever it is, the idea. And I'm glad and pleased that we're doing that. Now, most news is bad news. Now, it may not be bad news pointing at the state, but it's bad news pointing at other folks that are using force and violence. So
yeah.
I think the argument that Free Talk Live is bad news versus other news agencies is kind of specious. But
well,
if you want to watch food prep shows, then I can see the difference.
Okay, I've got some thoughts on this. Maybe we can return to them here
sure.
In a moment. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I want to know if you have some advice for Michael, like if you have some resources you could help him point to get his partner something that his partner would find interesting. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Bah, bah, black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.